Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Question now, will President Trump sign the Epstein Files Transparency Act? Both houses of Congress overwhelmingly approved the legislation that would force the Justice Department to release the Epstein files. But now there's this from House Speaker Mike Johnson, who was asked if he thinks a Trump veto is a possibility.
I'm deeply disappointed in this outcome. I think I've been at the state dinner. I don't know. I just told that Chuck Schumer rushed it to the floor and put it out there preemptively. It needed amendments. I just spoke to the president about that. We'll see what happens.
For his part, the president said in recent days he would sign it. Chuck Schumer says,
we know there's a corrupt Justice Department. We know that Bondi and Cash Patel do just what the president asks and wants. And we Democrats, I just had a meeting of 10 of my colleagues, are going to do everything we can to make sure all of it comes to light.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a longtime MAGA supporter who is currently on the outs with the president, speculates the White House will find an excuse to delay.
The real test will be, will the Department of Justice release the files? Or will it all remain tied up in investigations?
Well, the president has ordered investigations into Epstein's ties with Democrats. An apartment fire in the Bronx has claimed the life of a 90-year-old woman. The blaze broke out last night in a two-story building on Boston Road and Forest Avenue. It took less than an hour to put out, but inside, firefighters found the woman, who was pronounced dead at the scene. Her identity is being withheld, pending family notification. The cause of the fire is under investigation. NYPD radios and body cams, and how much all of what they record is made available to the public and the press, the subject of a hearing today by the New York City Council.
It was 2023 that the NYPD began encrypting their radio channels, basically blocking them from the public and media access. And this new bill, sponsored by Councilmember Gail Brewer, would codify all these discussions and require the NYPD to get that full access back again to the media.
These police radio transmissions are a vital tool for responding to emergency incidents. I understand that some frequencies could be reserved for emergency use for the law enforcement, but I do think that there should be more communication with the press.
Back in June, lawmakers in Albany passed the Keep Police Radios Public Act to make sure that the media and the public have access to these transmissions. But Governor Hochul is still considering it and hasn't signed it yet. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM.
Sex assault charges now against a police sergeant in Jersey City. Authorities say 44-year-old Andrew LaBruno, who just weeks ago had a failed bid for state assembly, met with a kid he'd met online at the child's home in Englewood. They also say LaBruno knew the person he was chatting with was not only underage, but also mentally incapacitated, and that he covered the alleged victim's mouth and nose with some kind of substance before the attack occurred. He's now been suspended from the police department without pay while his criminal case plays out. The family of a child with autism who attends the East Broadway Elementary School in Levittown now suing the school district, saying their kid was verbally abused on the way to class.
Attorney Michael Iokovu says the six-year-old autistic boy had to go through additional therapy after he says the Levittown school employees said awful things while riding the special needs bus.
A variety of things which we have on audio, everything from, you know, this is why people don't like you, an adult wouldn't want to hear.
And he says the two would also call the child rude and nobody likes you.
There's no words. Whether the child is 6 years old, 10 years old, 15, or an adult, and there was a systematic failure.
The parents are suing the district. The district does not comment on pending litigation. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Today is a big day in New York City. That's because the iconic Fifth Avenue snowflake will be lit. George Stonebelly heads the Fifth Avenue Snowflake Foundation for Humanity.
New Yorkers have come to love the snowflake because it actually launches the holiday season. It is the first icon of the holiday season. And by the way, it has nothing to do with any particular religion or denomination. It's about the holiday spirit.
And he says this is more than just lights up.
It primarily goes through a rotation of about 18 or 20 colors, including Tiffany blue, which is very, very specific to Tiffany, if you know those little blue boxes. It's comprised of, composed of 16,500 crystals.
Today's lighting will honor St. Jude Children's Hospital and help to kick off their 22nd annual Thanks and Giving campaign. The lighting ceremony is on 5th Avenue and 57th Street, starting at 5 p.m. Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani asking for donations again. This time, he's looking to New Yorkers to help cover expenses for his transition team. He made the plea on social media.
We're still asking for your help because we need to raise $4 million in total. So January 1st can be the day we start to deliver, not start to prepare. I hope very soon not to have to ask you for money. But until then, I'm asking.
Among other things, he says this is so he can keep paying his team and vet the 50,000 resumes they've received. He says so far they've raised about $1 million, but they need $3 million more. The mayor-elect has said he would take action to deal with all the scaffolding around the city. Before that, the city buildings department is out with a plan to at least make it look nicer.
When you take a look at all the scaffolding around the city, Department of Buildings Commissioner James Otto knows what you're probably thinking.
Truth is, and every New Yorker knows this, that they're dank, they're dark, they're ugly. The cross bracing makes it feel like a cage. That leads to all kinds of quality of life issues.
But he says you can expect brand new shed designs that look a whole lot different on city sidewalks as soon as 2026.
Heavy duty variety for new construction. You have a light duty shed. There's an emergency work.
Even one that's hidden and anchored into a building. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Outgoing city controller Brad Lander could be looking at jail time. That's because he has rejected a plea deal with the feds over his arrest at 26 Federal Plaza while protesting the treatment of migrants. Following mediation talks, prosecutors had agreed not to pursue charges if he's not arrested again on federal property over the next 6 months. But he said no thanks, and so the case will go to trial. He tells the Daily News in doing so, it will force the Trump administration to share details about what's going on inside that building and force the officers who detained him to answer questions under oath.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.